Okay, take two.
Let's do this.
All right, so far so good. No choppiness.
None.
Fingers crossed on this. So, okay, guys, I have Cassandra on the podcast with me today. Cassandra, we have met in the weight loss community on the previous audio. I botched that completely. Please give everybody an introduction about you and kind of where you are now and how you got here.
Hello, everybody. I am Cassandra. Some of you may know me on Instagram or Facebook as Fat Girl Strikes Back. I have been at this for a little bit now. My story will go back again. So I've always been an overweight person. At my heaviest, I was 350 pounds, and my life was rough, very rough. I was saying before, I couldn't fit in a bathtub. I couldn't sit in a booth. Chairs at restaurants. I've actually had chairs break on me when I sat down in a restaurant. So I was very, very big. Life was hard. And I decided to reach out to my doctor because every diet that I had tried, I would fall off of it. And it would lead to weeks, months of depression and binging and eating, and I just couldn't stop the shame. And so I reached out to my doctor, and it was then that she had listened to me and really listened and diagnosed me with binge eating disorder. And from there, I had a starting point. I knew what was finally wrong, something I had a name to what I was feeling and doing in my whole being. There was a name for it. So I researched it, and I took it from there. I reached out to anybody that I felt played a part in my issues. I reached out to family members. I went and did therapeutic things, and I went from there. And when I finally got to the point where, okay, I finally made peace with everything that happened, it was then that I was able to take back my eating and my health. And that would have been May 1st last year. And May 1st until now, I'm happy to say that I have lost 125 pounds doing this.
So this has really been an inside out approach. I mean, you've
It
done a
has.
lot of reflection. You've also, though, gotten the you went and got the medical guidance, reached out to your doctor. I mean, I'm basically what I'm hearing here is that you know what? You got fed up with how things were and the way you went about it. I mean, it seems very systematic. And because of the work you've been able to do over the course of not even a year, you're down 125 pounds. And you know, mindset, how long did it take you to really make that shift? Was it instantaneous or did it take some time?
Oh, I'm still working on it. It is an everyday thing, it's you wake up every day and just be positive and hope for the best. And it took me, I started, I would say, around January of last year, really focusing on me and what happened in my life and brought me up to then. But it wasn't until May that I was actually able to start losing the weight. And I say this because anybody that has an eating disorder, I don't think, especially binge eating disorder, where you can become quite large from it, I don't think you can successfully lose weight without targeting the issue. So I could not have lost weight prior to realizing that my mind was so clouded by me and society. I had to let that go before I could drop the weight.
Well, and you bring up a very good point, whereas you're still working on it. And I think, especially when we're talking weight loss and you mention society and you think about diet culture, I mean, we're being hit with so many of these messages all the time that it only makes sense that the old way of thinking about it is going to creep back into your head. And it's an ongoing thing. I mean, it's like a battle with yourself at all times.
It absolutely is. Every day is a battle, but it's how you take that battle and you roll with it. You just don't quit.
Well, and that's so with all the diets that you try, I mean, is it one where you had tried all the popular diets or sort of pretty much
Let's
everything under
see.
the sun?
I've done pretty much everything. MLM, I've done. I did Plexus. I did Visalis. I did, oh my gosh, I've done Herbalife. And I'm sure there's other ones. They were horrendous. Here, buy this, take it, and it's magic. But you're just giving me something and not telling me how to use it properly. You're just saying, take it every day. But there was no support. So I
So
was destined to fail.
now this is, and because this is the thing, and with these, with the products, and you said MLM, it seems like there isn't really an exit strategy. Like everything comes back to you using that particular product. Is that pretty much how you felt as well?
Oh yeah. Oh
Yeah.
yeah. And people don't need to be told to take something every day if it's given to them. But people do need the support to make sure that you can do it every day. Where's the support? I just never ever received that support. Those things, they just want your money, and then that's that. I just had some very bad experiences with them.
Yeah. Well,
You
now
can't
we're.
tell somebody to, it's magic. But what are they doing to fix the problem? You know what I mean?
They're basically trying to put a band-aid on it or fix a symptom. And what you're saying is, look, there's been so much that's been going on. Like, I got to fix my mind first, start
Exactly.
working on that.
You
Now, I mean,
can lose
I'm.
20 pounds
Yeah.
doing keto, coffee, or Plexus. You can lose that. But then as soon as you start going back to your old habits, the weight's going to come back. You've got to fix what's going on upstairs.
So what I'm liking, like you got off the diet roller coaster
I
and
do not diet.
what's that?
I don't diet. That's what
Right.
I say. I do not diet.
Yeah. You're done with that. And
I
that
am.
I think the hardest thing is when you see people within the weight loss community and it's any subversion of that. It's keto, it's Weight Watchers, it's Plexus, it's any of them. It's that you have people that seem to be trying the latest thing, and then when that doesn't meet their expectations in the time frame that they're wanting it, or like you said, when that product kind of reaches its end and there isn't really, okay, you're kind of as somebody taking it, you're like, okay, I've gotten to this point, now what? And then you're the person that's your coach or whatever, they don't really have an answer. So then you're left going from program to program.
Exactly.
And I think one of the biggest things is you've got to have awareness on what's going on in your own process. And that's kind of it sounds like what happened with you because you just looked at it and you're like, look, I'm tired of this and I need to fix it once and for all. And
And
that
that's
really.
it. Like, I'm not saying they're bad. You heard me. You do
Yeah.
you. If it works for you and you're being healthy about what you're doing, absolutely. You do you. But that is not going to work by itself. You need to
Yeah.
take responsibility. Your pills are not magic. It's you that are going to do the magic, not the pills.
Well, and I think it's always kind of funny when something says results not typical and with a little asterisk at the bottom. And it's like,
Yeah.
as soon as it says results not typical, then you know that this is a very just kind of one-off case where somebody actually got really, really extreme results. But it's the whole thing of you can use a product that could be one of the tools, but if you don't fix the underlining stuff, and that's what kind of got us talking about this in the Facebook group, is it's like it just it's just it's frustrating, and to an extent it's heartbreaking to see people
Very.
get into that kind of hope. Because and by the way, like where it used to be. Now, I remember like in the 90s and early 2000s when you would just buy a book, you'd spend $20 on a book, read through it, and if the book didn't work, you were only out $20. Now
Exactly.
we're talking about like protein shakes that are over $100 a month and a supplement regimen that it's, I mean, it's some serious stuff. And then, all along they're still telling you, well, just take it, continue taking it, continue taking it. And it's like, well, wait, if there's no support, then all you're and there's no exit strategy, all you're doing is selling dependence on a product, basically.
Exactly. I don't believe in doing that. I believe in supporting and empowering each other to get healthy. Mind first, the rest will follow.
So, how are you with social media? How has it helped you as far as support? And I mean, I talked to you, you're clearly somebody that is supporting others as well. What are you doing right now as far as supporting others? And do you see this as kind of a long-term thing where you're kind of like a mindset, not, I don't know if you really want to say coach, but I mean, kind of in the vein of what Gary Cantrell and I do, just somebody that kind of reinforces mindset over and over.
Well, right now, what I've been doing is I do have a group of people on Facebook that every month I issue a new challenge, and those in the group are free to participate. We keep each other accountable, and they can reach out to me anytime. I'm always going to be there to listen, because I found when I was starting out, my biggest benefit was social media and getting myself out there. I met you, I've met Gary, I've met many, many people in the community that are just so wise and caring that it just, I was developed in this wonderful little community of people that just care, and the support was, it's what I needed. And it's what other people I think need as well, to know that there's somebody that's one that's been through it, and two, that will always be there for you no matter what. You can do whatever you want with your diet and your exercise, but when things get tough, I'm there for them. And that's something that I've been so passionate about and will continue to do. I don't see myself stopping this. I really enjoy helping people in their darkest times and then finding themselves through it. It's been really rewarding.
So what has been, because as you're helping people, what has been the most, I guess, kind of rewarding or kind of the most surprising and in a good way and a happy way message that you've gotten? Because I'm sure you're getting a lot of DMs and a
Oh
lot
yeah.
of messages. A good one you can talk about?
Yeah, there's this one gentleman who he's such a nice man, and he was in some Facebook groups and always talking and offering such kind support to people. But then his posts were always, "I don't know if I can go on. This is hard. It's just I can't walk. I'm in pain." But he was always offering people kind words, and he reached out to me and just asked me for, a tip or motivation. And I was like, no, you're going to be my new friend. I'm not going to give you a tip. I'm giving you Cassandra. And from there, I call him my father, my internet father. I love this guy. And a couple weeks ago, he messaged me this long, beautiful message. And he's like, "I want to let you know I just lost 50 pounds." And just hearing that was enough to make it seem like I lost that 50 pounds, because he was so proud of himself and I was proud of him, because I know how hard he worked for that. And just knowing that, the nights when he was having a tough time or he felt like nobody cared, he messaged me and I was always there for him. And that in and of itself is the biggest reward for me, being there for people.
Well, and I think what people may not really realize when they first come into this community, when you make that kind of a connection, you're developing,
You
and
are, yep.
yeah, and I see that's the thing is I just and that's why I get so caught up on, look, don't focus on the scale because just stop trying. I know that it's easy to compare yourself to what others are doing, but I really think we're going to look back on this in 20, 30 years and be like, man, 2017, 18, and 19, like we were actually making connections with people. And, that's more important than, any of the other superficial stuff that you see on the internet. I mean, it's actually having the conversations and it's being able to connect with them. And I'm sure that like he's just messaging you like, I just want a tip. And you're like, nope, I'm here for you now. You're
I'm
set.
here for you. You're
That's
not getting a tip. You're getting the Cassandra treatment.
I love no, I and you know, I think when we're talking about social media and fitness coaches, you know, this is the piece that's missing. The piece, it's not just, you know, somebody telling, you know, you should be doing this because I've lost weight or I because of this, that, or whatever reason. It's, you know what? Tell me what's going on with you. I'm not trying to
Exactly.
fix you. I'm not trying to give you necessarily a solution. Like, I just want to listen as you know, another person, and as possibly eventually, like as a friend. And you know, I think there's so much opportunity for that. And what we have found is amongst all, and there's some really, really good people that are on these online communities, but I think we found a group of people that really, really do care. And when somebody else succeeds, you're right. You want to see the you know, you're very proud for them. And at the same time, like when they're posting negative things about themselves, you know, it hurts.
Oh, hello. You there?
I am.
There we go. We were doing so
We
good.
really were, but I mean, I think
Yeah.
that's the thing is you get connected with people, and it just, you know, when they succeed, you're right there with them. And then when they have, issues on their own, I mean, you feel for them as well. I mean, it's really, it's tough when they struggle, but it's so rewarding when they succeed.
It is so true. And, you know, that is why for anybody that follows me, they get the true me. I will not lie to you and I will be honest with you because I struggle too. People see me and they're like, oh, you're losing weight. You're doing so good, Cassandra. But I still struggle. I have my days and I know what it's like to feel down. So, you know, I get it.
Yeah, and that's the thing is I think if anybody claims to have it all together, I mean, we all have our moments, we all have our days, and I mean, shoot, you're even going to have your months where you just don't feel like you just feel a little bit off. But I really think that when you
Exactly.
step back and look at life as a whole, I mean, this is it's a bit, you just have to look at it big picture, and there's going to be ups and downs, but it's just when you struggle, it's the people around you that really can help you hold it together.
And that's it. And, you know, on the flip side, when I was at my largest, when I was struggling, the people around me, they took that on too. So, you know, my family felt it. They could feel that they had a very large person in the house that, you know, I wasn't happy, I was moody, I, you know, life was hard, so their life was hard. So, you know, and that's why I try and be positive now because the struggles, you know, I don't want to take my bad mood or my bad day and project it on somebody else anymore. That's not fair. We all have bad days. You don't need to get your bad day from me.
That's true. That's true. Now, you mentioned your family. How have they been on board with all this? How supportive have they been with the entire process?
My family has been it's been different. My husband has been wonderful. He has supported me, and since I've started, he has himself lost 30 pounds alongside me.
Awesome.
So that I've got a really good support system there. I've got two wonderful daughters, but unfortunately mental health does run in the family.
Okay.
So we do deal with eating disorders and stuff. So I'm not the only one and I don't want to get into their
Sure,
struggles,
sure.
but sometimes life can be tense in my house. Food can be it is a big factor. So I have had to learn how to adjust my life around other people's lives. That's been my catch.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for the most part, my children are great. They're proud of me. They tell me that, you know, they're very proud of me. They love what I'm doing. They love, you know, that people come to me for help. especially younger people too. I do have younger people that reach out to me because some people just they don't know where to go to get help. So my kids are, especially my oldest daughter, she's proud of me. She's glad that her mom's helping people.
Well, and I'm sure they, I mean, it's funny because like with teenagers, they could be really happy and mortified at the same time, but that's awesome
Oh, yeah.
that they're liking it. Now, your husband, are you guys eating or pretty much following this the same way of eating, or what is it that he's doing?
He eats what I cook him. He's got a very demanding, like physically demanding job. So he's on his feet all day long. So that was never the issue, but the issue was my cooking. So, like I said before, I don't diet, but I'm just more aware of how I cook my food. I'm not going to fry my vegetables in a big mound of butter and call it a day. So I cook better. I'm more conscious of how I prepare it, and he's reaping the benefits.
I see. So he's losing weight by default because of what's being served to him now.
Yeah, he's fortunate.
And then now,
I work for it.
do you guys? Because I think cooking at home is a huge skill, and if somebody's wanting to lose weight, I think that's one of the main things they can start doing is at least eating some of their meals at home. Do you guys go to restaurants often, or is it just kind of a spare?
Not very often, no. We've never been much for eating out. I don't want to toot my own horn, but I am a wonderful cook. So I enjoy making meals for the family, and I enjoyed making huge meals for the family. So we really didn't have a reason to order out very much.
Well, toot your own horn. What's some of the meals that anybody that's hearing this might be envious to hear that you make on a regular basis?
My favorite thing to make is probably, I'm going to say, my homemade meatballs. Love them. I make probably the best potato salad, thanks to my mother, and I can make a roast like nobody else.
Any cooking tips for those of us out here?
Cooking tips. I really, really love to cook with coconut oil or coconut spray. That's my cooking tip. Replace all your like your margarines, your butters, your canolas. Find yourself a nice light oil to cook with. Makes a difference.
Is there a particular brand that you recommend?
Well, I'm in Canada, so I don't know what my if you would even have like what we would have up here. But I believe I usually get like a coconut oil Pam spray. Do you guys have Pam down there?
We do. We definitely have Pam, and we probably have, there's a ton of line extensions. So, yeah, we probably do have the coconut version. So,
I do know when I was down in the States last year in Boston, they have at the Dollar Tree this coconut spray, and it was true to a dollar, and it was great. I brought tons back, and it was the most, it was great.
And yeah, I'm a huge thrifty shopper anyway. So if there's a deal on something, I typically stock up. Most recently with deodorant, but that's a completely different story. So now I just like it just comes through that you want to help people, and I really think the more people that we have in this community that are looking to do that, I think it's a much better place. I think that, just I feel like we're just always being told what to do. So the fact that you're saying, look, I just want to listen, I just want to help out if I can, I think that's a huge opportunity. What do you think, long term? Like, do you think that there's going to be, I know keto is really hot right now. Do you think that's
Yeah.
going to be more sustainable, or do you think this is going to kind of go the ways of like, Atkins really popular for a while?
It's gonna go out the door like Atkins, and in 10 years, a new, almost similar keto diet is gonna come out, and they're gonna call it something else.
Yes.
It they these diets get recycled. I just, oh yeah, they will be back.
Well, I saw the other day that South Beach Diet is now touting that they're keto friendly. I'm like, really? Where have they been? for about 12.
I just don't understand. Like, they're to me, with somebody who has binge eating disorder, restricting foods is not sustainable. It's not. So you have to learn to live with it. Like, I get it. Yes, there are some foods. Like, if you know, there are foods in my house that I don't want to bring into my house because they're there and I will go and I will eat them if they're there because they are very tempting. But, you know, I couldn't never say, I am never going to have another piece of bread in my life. So no bread in my house. It's not sustainable.
Well, and I feel like keto has been around for a while, and I feel like the first time I really came into contact with it, I was following a kind of like a paleo type eating plan, and it was really kind of presented to us as just kind of the next level of restriction. And if you look at the food list and put it side by side, that's kind of what it looked like. And I feel like people should just, if you like the foods on keto, awesome. Build your eating plan around them. If you like other
Exactly.
things, yeah. I mean, if you like other things, do that too. I'm gonna have to try the coconut cooking spray because I remember when I bought coconut oil, this was a couple years ago, like everything tasted like coconut. It had that coconut residue on it.
Yeah. Coconut spray is a little bit better. You won't get that oil, the coconut taste to it. The oil, you definitely have that little bit of a nutty-ish flavor in it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'll do that because I remember this bottle that we bought wound up just being like shaving cream because coconut oil is very good for shaving. So if anyone, because I know you are big in connecting communities, so if somebody wants to join your Facebook group, how could they do that?
Facebook and same with Instagram. My handle is Fat Girl Strikes Back. Strikes, Strikes, Strikes Back. All one word on Instagram, all spaces on Facebook. You can catch me that way.
Okay, excellent, excellent. And definitely, and you're very responsive in DMs too. So follow
I am.
DM.
I will say though,
Yes.
the only people that do not get a response back are the ones looking to pick me up. So please stop.
You know, I hate that we even have to have that conversation, but
I know.
there's an entire like I remember when the voice memo thing came out and I was like, this is great. You can record voice memos and like it's easy to talk and somebody was telling me on a podcast, they're like, yeah, or you could just record other things. I'm like, why are people even thinking that way? Like,
Exactly.
it's not a dating
A
app. Good Lord.
Fitbit. My Fitbit. I said to my husband the other day, who knew Fitbit was a dating app? It's seriously, people. We are here to better ourselves, get healthy. I'm not here for a date. If that's why you are on Fitbit, you might want to reevaluate it.
That's
Just saying.
set those boundaries and respect other people's boundaries, please.
Exactly. Be respectful of people. Like, I am so big on just empower everybody to do this. Like, be nice, be kind. No room for tearing each other down. You know, that's like, and I just want to reiterate, I don't want anybody to think I'm tearing down diets because, like I've said before, with tearing down, you do you. Even me, like I'm saying, keto, I'm not against keto. I do some keto recipes. I do some Weight Watcher recipes. I do me. You do you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't tear people down. Don't say because you're doing keto, you're doing it wrong. No, you're not doing it wrong. You do you, but do it the healthy way.
So, and then whichever way you're doing, they should DM you and you can talk about it.
We can talk about it. If you're having a bad day, something's going on, or you just need to reach out and just need to talk to somebody that knows what it's like, I'm there.
There you go. All right, guys. We'll go ahead and get connected with Cassandra on Instagram, on Facebook. And thank you for coming on and just riding the wave with the technical difficulties. And we got through
Thank
it. We got through it.
you
So,
for having me.
absolutely.
And, thank you for doing these things. I just want to say that your voice is being heard by a lot of people that need it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I have to ask because you are such a supportive person and you're wanting to encourage others. Are you going to be doing your own podcast soon now that you have this app?
You know what? I might, and only because my youngest daughter has a half sister that lives in Australia, and her mother wanted me to do a podcast. She actually asked me last week if we should start a podcast on what we're doing because she has jumped on the fitness wagon, and now I'm considering it.
Oh my gosh, you totally should. What part of Australia?
She is, I want to say, by Adelaide.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I do that. Have you listened to the podcast that Rachel and I do once a
Oh,
week?
I know. I love her accent. She's got such a cool voice.
You guys can totally do that. You would have to get up early in the morning, but yeah, you could do that first thing in the morning. That would be and what's been so cool about those is because you've got we now have people from North America that are like, oh my gosh, it's so cool. I love her voice. I just they like the pop culture references, but there's slight differences between pop culture here where we are and then where she is. And then like there's been quite a few folks from Australia that are like, it's one of the nicer ones from North America. We don't see a lot of that. So we're changing people's perceptions. But I'll tell you what, yeah, if you would try a podcast, I think it would extend your message, and thank you for saying what you did about mine, because when you're talking into your phone, sometimes you don't know who's listening, but I appreciate that.
Well, I am listening and I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank
Yeah.
you. Thank you for doing this. And if any other time you want to jump on, just let me know and we'll do another podcast.
That sounds great. You have yourself a great evening.
You too. I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.